This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. An official with Indonesia's National Search and Rescue Agency confirms that debris from a Sriwijaya Air passenger plane carrying 62 people was found after contact was lost shortly after takeoff from Jakarta. We get more from Reuters' Adam Reed.
The plane from Sriwijaya Air and flying to the neighboring island of West Kalimantan took off about 2:30 p.m. local time and then disappeared off radar screens. The flight tracking service Flight Radar 24 says the plane appears to have lost more than 10,000 feet of altitude in less than a minute. It was raining when the plane took off. The plane is a Boeing 737-500 model, which is 27 years old, much older than the troubled 737 MAX model. It was a 737 MAX that crashed off Jakarta 2 years ago, killing 189 people.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. A persistent blizzard that blanketed large parts of Spain with an unusual amount of snow on Saturday has killed at least 4 people and trapped thousands in cars or at train stations and airports that suspended all services. More than 50 centimeters of snow fell in Madrid. Authorities in the Spanish capital called in the military to rescue people from vehicles trapped on everything from small roads to the city's major thoroughfares. The Spanish government is working to ensure the country's Monday shipment of COVID-19 vaccines can be distributed. Russian authorities say 7 people have died in a fire at a nursing home in western Siberia. The fire Saturday at the private home for the elderly also injured a resident, according to Russia's top criminal investigation agency. Police detained the care home's owner on charges of violating safety regulations. Local officials said the home wasn't registered with authorities. This is VOA News. The incoming chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee is calling the Capitol a crime scene with evidence that needs to be preserved. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Senator Mark Warner has written 11 telecommunication and social media companies asking them to immediately preserve content and associated metadata connected to the insurrectionist attack on the Capitol. Those companies include mobile carriers AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon, and from the social media world, Apple, Facebook, Gab, Google, Parler, Signal, Telegram, and Twitter. Warner says the FBI and other law enforcement agencies are trying to piece together what happened, and messaging data to and from those companies' subscribers could be critical evidence in bringing rioters to justice. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The man photographed smiling, carrying House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's lectern while a mob of President Trump's supporters stormed the Capitol on Wednesday, leaving 5 people dead, is among dozens who have been arrested. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Adam Johnson of Florida was arrested Friday night. He was quickly ID'd on social media and had posted about being there. The man who sat in Pelosi's office chair with his feet up, Richard Barnett of Arkansas, was also arrested, as was the man dressed as a bare-chested Viking, Jake Angeli of Arizona, and Doug Jensen of Iowa, the man apparently seen on video leading a mob up the stairs chasing a lone officer who tried to hold them back. Then there's West Virginia state lawmaker Derek Evans, who posted video online fist-bumping with a police officer. He was arrested. Meanwhile, Seattle's interim police chief says 2 officers are on administrative leave and under investigation after being seen on social media there. I'm Julie Walker.
Royal officials say Queen Elizabeth II and her husband, Prince Philip, have received their COVID-19 vaccinations. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Buckingham Palace officials said in a statement that the 94-year-old monarch and Philip, who's 99 years old, have received their jabs, joining some 1.5 million people in Britain who have been given a first dose of the vaccine. The injections were administered at Windsor Castle, where the Queen and her husband have been spending their time during the lockdown in England. Royal officials said they took the rare step of commenting on the monarch's health in order to prevent inaccuracies and further speculation. Zaria Shackley, London.
Hundreds of thousands of Filipino Catholics took part in a service in Manila for the Feast of the Black Nazarene Saturday, ignoring the government's appeal to stay home and only attend virtually due to COVID-19 restrictions. The Philippines has reported nearly 486,000 cases of the coronavirus. Almost 9,500 people have died. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.